Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Schultz, and most of you know that the medical doctor said that I'd be dead 25 years ago. But instead, I'm healthier now than I was then. In order to achieve all of my personal healing miracles and then help literally tens of thousands of patients and students create all of their healing miracles, I developed a set of disciplines, exercises, tips, whatever you want to call them, to live by. These tips saved my life. Let me repeat that. These tips saved my life. And then they saved the lives of thousands and thousands of my patients all around the world. Some of these tips are pretty easy, and you may be doing some of them already. Better yet, you might even be doing them every day. Others, well, they might take you a lifetime to master. All I can tell you is that each one of them is powerfully life-changing. And if you dare to include all of them into your life, well, you will live the life that you've only dreamed possible. An amazingly healthy, vibrant, energetic, truthful, joyous, and loving life. This kind of life will no longer be just a dream or a hope, but it will become a reality for you. These 20 steps may take 20 years to master, but you could actually add 20 years to your life. Isn't that worth it? Remember what I said on the other side of the tape, that getting well is easy. All you have to do is stop doing what you did that made you sick and start living new healthy ways that will heal you. Let me repeat that. All you have to do is stop doing what you did that made you sick in the first place and start living new healthy ways that will heal you. Start adding healthy programs to your life that will raise your level of health so high that all disease will be destroyed. It'll run out of your body. So let's get started. Step one, pure water. Water is what the vast majority of you is made out of. Take away your water, and all that's left is just a few pounds of bones and ash. Ever see someone's ashes after cremation? It's a little pot of bone chunks and ash. That's you without any water. So water is really the most important nutrient, more than any other vitamin, mineral, enzyme, amino acid, but the water must be pure. And nowadays, that's really hard to find. I don't have to tell you that your tap water is unfit to drink. Come on, the chlorine, the fluoride made from waste aluminum, the pollutants, the industrial pollutants, the agriculture pollutants, insecticides, pesticides, stuff is leaked in there from manufacturing for the last 100 years in this country. I don't care where you live, and I don't care what bull your local water company says. Even well water has PCBs in it and other industrial contaminants. In fact, haven't you heard that the entire world's water supply is tainted with toxic chemicals? That's right. You can go anywhere in the world and sample any water, and you will find toxic industrial chemicals in it. So the day of the thought of pure water from the ground is over. Sure, distilled water is the best for cleansing. It's empty water, and it'll draw impurities out of your body. And that's one of the greatest waters if you're on a cleansing program. But you can also use reverse osmosis or charcoal filtered. Just drink chemical-free, bacteria-free, empty water. This is the first step in getting well. Let me say that again. The first step in getting well is drinking clean, pure water. I don't care how you clean it. I don't care how you purify it. Just do it. Water is the universal solvent. It dissolves waste in your body and flushes you clean. Start drinking at least 1 quart of pure water every day. Step two, pure fresh juice. Fresh juice is like a blood transfusion. My patients became anemic with blood loss or sometimes with cancer, and I built their blood back to normal in less than 48 hours, less than 2 days, all with a very amazing tool called a juicer. In my clinic, the first step with all of my patients was, don't come back for your second appointment unless you buy a juicer. Don't come back. Don't even call me. You have to buy a juicer. And if you don't have one, buy one today. If you don't have the money, sell something. Sell your television, sell your car and walk, sell your clothes, but don't live another day without a juicer. What kind? I don't care. I own them all. Try them all out. See which one you like best. People say, well, what about the sugar and juice? Come on now. Don't let all your butts get in the way of creating a new life. I had diabetics who healed their diabetes with juice fasting. You might dilute the juices with water, but hey, drink your juices. If you can, just get organic. If you can't get organic, juice any fruit or vegetable. It doesn't matter, but certainly organic is the best, and that's the place to work to. And start drinking at least one quart of pure fresh juice and an additional quart of pure fresh water every day. Hey, some people say that juice isn't natural, and you know what? It isn't natural. Of course, taking the juice out of a fruit or a vegetable, now we're making a very concentrated substance, and this isn't natural, but neither is the way we live. Neither is the way that we have treated ourselves for the last 20 or 30 years. Life as we know it is not natural. So we have already swung the pendulum too far in one direction of living a decadent life, living a life that degenerates our body. Now I'm asking you to swing that pendulum all the way in the other direction, into a direction that's a little more healthy, probably a little unnatural, which is extracting juice out of fruits and vegetables. But there's one thing I know. Modern civilized life is not natural, so we have to swing that pendulum the other way and make juice and drink a quart a day. Juice will not only detoxify, cleanse, and flush out your body, but it'll give you nutrients that you cannot assimilate from just eating food. Remember, it builds your blood. So I want you to stop drinking all alcohol, booze, sodas, even carbonated water. This step alone can take you months. I just want you to drink pure water, pure juice, and herbal tea. I want you to quit coffee. Hey, look, when I drive to American Botanical Pharmacy at work in the morning, I pass two places about 7:30 in the morning, and both of them have lines of grumpy, anxious, miserable-looking people standing outside waiting for their fix. And one of them is a coffee shop, and the other one is a crack cocaine house, and I don't see the difference. Okay, one's legal, but it's both long lines of freaked-out people shaking and waiting for their fix. I want you to stop your coffee, too. So remember, you're drinking a quart a day of pure water and a quart a day of fresh fruit and or vegetable juice. And you can add some non-caffeine herbal tea. So step two, include a quart of fresh, pure juice made by your juicer every day into your life. Step number three, stop eating all animals and animal byproducts. I want you to stop eating dead food. Okay? Eat nothing that has a face on it or that came from anything with a face on it. Now, this is not some moral, ethical, animal rights, people for the ethical treatment of animals, Greenpeace, or humane society issue here. It's a life or death issue. Did you hear me? It's a life or death issue. Animal food is killing you more than anything else. And I will repeat that. Animal food is killing you more than anything else. Look, it's just a numbers game, and my job in the clinic was to keep my patients alive. And one of the best things I could do for them, and one of the best ways I could keep them alive, is to stop them from eating what was killing them. Okay. Add up all the causes of death. Go ahead. Add up all the airplane crashes, auto accidents, poisoning, drowning, suicides, electrocution, skydiving, drug overdoses, street drugs, murder, violent crime, AIDS, cancer. Add up every other disease, all other causes of death, all causes of death, everything. Add them all up, and it doesn't even come close to how many people die each year from heart attacks and stroke. 1 million of you, 1 million people in America will die this year from the cholesterol and the fat of the animals that they ate that's clogging up their heart or coronary arteries or their brain or their cerebral arteries. I'm going to repeat that. 1 million of you are going to die from the cholesterol and fat from the animals that you ate that are clogging up important arteries that supply blood to your internal organs. And when that blood supply is blocked, the organ dies and and you die. It's that horribly simple. Heart disease and stroke are diseases of the fork. They are diseases caused by eating animals, period, end of story. Now, most oncologists even feel that eating animals has also caused our skyrocketing rates of cancer. And you could add all the benign prostate growth and fibroid tumors in women and a thousand other diseases, from diabetes to neuromuscular disorders, from Alzheimer's to arthritis, clogging up your blood vessels, clogging up your circulatory system, the vital system that delivers oxygen and nutrition, delivers life to your entire body, is all gummed up, all mucked up, all clogged up from eating animals, from animal milk, eggs, and byproducts. And this is killing you, so stop it. If this seems a bit extreme, no, a heart attack caused by clogged arteries, that's extreme. If this seems a bit extreme, no, a brain tumor caused by the growth hormones and steroids in the animal food you ate, that's extreme, because they're going to saw or drill the top of your head out to carve out that tumor. Now, that's extreme. If this seems a bit final, you know, death is much more final. I want you to stop eating animals and their fluids and eggs. This is what I did to every one of my patients for 3 months that I made them work with me. Then after 3 months, they could do whatever they want. But if you want to get really well, if you want to transform your health, if you want to heal a disease, if you want to change your life, you need to stop the ticking time bomb of heart disease and cancer and almost all other diseases that's going on in your body right now. And the way that you're going to do that is stop eating animals and their fluids and eggs. And you're going to raise yourself to a new level of health and well-being and energy that you couldn't even dream possible. So come on, give it a go. The only thing you're going to miss is the indigestion. Step 4, I want you to eat more live food, more raw food. Live food equals life. It's filled with enzymes, vitamins, and hundreds of other nutritional substances that are totally killed and destroyed by heating food and processing food. That's why I want you to eat it live, and that means eating it raw. So more raw fruit, raw vegetables, raw nuts, raw seeds, and sprouted beans and sprouted grains. Eating more live food brings life back into your body. I told you on the other side of the tape that my 5-year-old son Arthur grew sunflowers in our backyard organic garden this year. He was so amazed that not only did a tiny seed the size of one of his little fingernails created plants 12 feet tall with stalks as big around as his arm, but then just yesterday he said to me, "How is it that I planted only one seed, but then each plant gave me back hundreds of seeds?" He looked at me with his open eyes for an answer, and I said, "God, nature, and the life energy that's inside each of those seeds. That's what created this gigantic plant." Sure, a boring scientist might have said, "Well, it's genetics that make this plant grow." But these are the same bores that look into a sunflower seed and only see vitamins and minerals and chemicals. But plant a vitamin, plant a mineral, plant your vitamin and mineral pill into the ground, and what are you going to get? Nothing. Plant cooked food into the ground, and what are you going to get? Nothing. But plant a little tiny sunflower seed, and you're going to get something twice as big as you. Life energy, the energy to create life, is what's in raw foods. Okay, look. I'm just asking you to bring more live foods into your home and then put them into your mouth. To eat more live, more raw foods. If the last step, step number 3, which was being a vegetarian, was a big move for you, then eat anything that's vegetarian. I don't care if you eat live food at all right now. Eat anything you want, as long as it's vegetarian. But as you feel more comfortable with not eating meat, then I want you to add more live and raw food into your life. As you stabilize, add more raw food. As you feel better about your food program, eat more live food. Soon you'll be adding so much life and live food into your body, you will believe the amount of energy you have. And remember, take your superfood every morning in your morning drink, every day, and your world is going to change by what you're not putting and now what you're beginning to put into your mouth. Step 5, elimination. Look, I've traveled around the world studying how people crap. Now, how many people can say that? And it seems normal for everyone on this planet, well, outside of America, to have a couple of bowel movements a day, not a week. What is normal is to have a bowel movement about a half an hour after every major meal. Now, most Americans don't. And because of this, Americans have awarded themselves with the highest incidence of colorectal cancer and colorectal disease of any people of any country in the world. Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Look, since the average American only goes 3 or 4 times a week instead of 2 or 3 times a day, I figure that the average American is about 70,000 bowel movements short in their lifetime. Now imagine the retention and buildup of this toxic waste, and it causes a lot of disease, tons of disease. You know that in my clinic, 80% of my patients' symptoms were gone just after they did a thorough bowel cleansing. Isn't that amazing? I mean, you could call a bowel cleanse a migraine or a headache cure. You could call it energy boost. You could call it the cure for female and male problems and arthritis and depression. Come on, guys, you can't have sweet thoughts on a sour stomach. I discovered that 80% of my patients, most of all their symptoms, were gone after they did a thorough bowel cleansing. Never underestimate the power of cleaning out your colon. Never underestimate the miracles that can happen just by cleaning your bowel. Look, the answer is simple, and I've told you. Have more pure water in your body. Have more pure juice. Have live food. Now the next step is getting all the accumulated waste, especially the old toxic waste, out of your body. I want you to start your colon cleansing now. Follow my herbal bowel detoxification program using at least my intestinal formula number 1. You cannot be well carrying around pounds of old waste in your body. Get cleaned out now. Step number 6. I want you to do periodic cleansing and detoxification. Look, we all know that by taking our cars in for a checkup and changing the oil and the air filter and tuning the car up and rotating the tires, well, it makes your car last longer. Well, it's the same principle at work here, guys. We can't expect to put a couple 100,000 miles on our body and never do any maintenance and never change the oil and have it run well. That just won't work. I want you to get out of the American medical syndrome of breakdown and repair. See, that's the way the system of medicine in America is designed. Go ahead, live in ignorance of your health, burn the candle at both ends, party hardy. And then when the engine explodes and the oil's leaking everywhere, you get to rebuild your entire engine. Preventative maintenance is a lot cheaper and a lot more fun. I designed a simple 5-day cleansing and detoxification program, and I had all my patients do it 4 times a year, once every season, every spring, every summer, every fall, and every winter. And my patients that followed that program and did my 5-day cleansing and detoxification program 4 times a year or once a season, let me tell you, they never got sick. My 5-day program cleans out your elimination organs, your colon, your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys, your bladder. It removes toxic buildup and waste that's in your body. It's going to help you eliminate built-up poisons, all types of chemicals. It's going to clean the rancid fat out of your blood, your arteries, and your tissues. And it's going to give you a physical, emotional, and spiritual lift. Periodic cleansing, seasonal cleansing, my 5-day cleanse and detoxification program is the key to a long, healthy, vibrant life. Step number 7, I want you to start walking more and I want you to breathe more. Okay, now the first part of that would be if you smoke, you have to stop smoking. If you smoke, turn the tape off and get yourself help to quit smoking. I don't care how you do it, just do it. Go to quitting smoking groups, go to therapy, use the patch, use Lobelia. Get shocked with cattle prods. I really don't care. Just stop smoking because you cannot be well and smoke, period. It's impossible. The most primary nutrient of our body is oxygen. That's the most primary one. You can go months without eating food. You can go days without liquid or drinking any water, but you can only go minutes, seconds without air and oxygen. And then you die. Your brain dies. You're dead. And smoking destroys the only organ that you have in your body that digests and assimilates your oxygen. And you're clogging it up and you're killing it. It's absolute suicide, and you cannot be well. You can't be healthy. So if you still smoke, turn the tape off now. Remember, I promised on the other side of this tape not to bullshit you, so don't bullshit yourself. Turn the tape off. You can't be well and smoke cigarettes. And then when you stop, I'll be here waiting for you, so go out and quit your smoking now. I never worked on a patient that smoked ever. I threw every one of them out on their ass on their first visit to my clinic. They're not bad people. I even smoked as a kid. But who do they think I am? Jesus, and I'm going to perform some miracle? You cannot smoke and be well. So step number 7, the beginning, of course, would be not smoking. But the second part of the step is you have to walk more. I want you to walk maybe where you would normally drive. And if you take the bus to work, well, get off a few stops too soon or too late. If you take the elevator, get off a few floors too soon and take the stairs up to your office. No matter how you do it, walk more. And while you're doing it, be aware of breathing deeper. Do deep breathing. Get more air in and out of your lungs, which is going to get more air or oxygen in and out of your bloodstream and in and out of all the cells in your body. It's a great first step in getting healthy. And if you're out there walking, hey, at least once or twice a week, try some barefoot walking. Go out into the grass or the beach or the woods and take your shoes off and actually touch the earth, touch the planet that you live on. It will ground you. No kidding. It will ground you. No pun intended here. It's going to help you release built-up electrical energy that's in your body. Remember, your entire nervous system is run on electrical energy. Your heart beats on electrical impulses, and you build up all the static electricity in your body. So get your shoes off and get touching the earth, get walking, and get breathing. It will change your life. Step 8, I want you to move more. This isn't too much to ask. You've heard it all before. If you rest, you rust and all of that. But moving your body is not just exercise to be fit. Every function of your body depends on you moving. Everything. Your blood circulation, your lymphatic circulation, your nerve function, your digestion, assimilation, elimination, your brain, everything. I want you to move every day for 1 hour. And I want you to sweat. And I want you to bend. I also want you to stretch. Yeah, walking, running, jumping, bending, stretching, dancing, sex, whatever. Just do it for an hour every day. Step 9, hydrotherapy, water therapy. Step 8, I got you moving more. Now step 9 is going to even increase your circulation. Look, blockage is the cause of all disease. That's what I got after spending years with sick patients in the clinic. Every disease, you name it, is created by some type of blockage. Blood, lymph, nerve, whatever, emotional, spiritual blockage. When you're blocked off, you get sick. And one of the most powerful ways to move blockage, to break up blockage, to explode blockage in your body and move the blood, move your fluids, is hot and cold water. What it does is very simple. You put hot water on the body, it brings the blood to the surface and away from the inside of your body. You put cold water on your body, it drives the blood inside and away from the surface. And when you alternate the hot and cold, like taking a hot and cold shower, you're basically moving the blood in and out of your body from the surface to deep inside back to the surface. More powerful than anything, more powerful than massage, more powerful than exercise, even cayenne pepper. That's how you do it. So you just get in the shower and start with a nice warm shower. And that's a mix of both hot and cold water. And when you're ready, reach over and turn off that hot water and take that full blast of cold water on your body. After a few 15, 20, 30 seconds, whatever you can stand, reach over and turn the hot water air back up as hot as you can stand it for 15, 20, 30 seconds, a minute if you can do it. Then turn the hot water all the way off. Again, you're doing hot and cold repetitions, 7 of each. And if you have an area that's sick, that's where you want to put the hot and cold, on the blocked area, the hurt area, the diseased area. Hot and cold for pain, alternating hot and cold on a tumor or a cyst or a boil, alternating hot and cold on an injury, alternating hot and cold on a disease, alternating hot and cold on an illness, alternating hot and cold on any sick area, anything, any blockage, and the next thing you'll know, it'll be gone. Step 10, your clothing, what you wear. I want you to wear cotton and other natural fibers like wool. Your skin has to breathe, and it cannot breathe. Your skin cannot breathe through polyester, nylon, and synthetic material. Now, that wasn't too difficult, was it? If you can't find the types of clothes that you're used to wearing made from natural fibers like cotton and wool, well, then maybe you need a makeover. What we're creating here is a new you, a new healthy you, so the new you should look a little bit different. Try a few more colors than you usually wear while you're at it. Step number 11, start using all natural soaps. And for that matter, use only natural dishwashing liquids and natural clothing detergents, no bleach, natural toothpaste, natural mouthwash. Hey, it may not be perfect, but all the stuff that's labeled natural is usually better and a lot less toxic than anything that you would buy in a regular drugstore. And I don't want you using any deodorants or perfumes or cologne. If you smell, you can use some 100% pure plant essential oils, but no perfume oils. Make sure that everything that you wash with and everything that you put onto your body is natural and has no toxic chemicals in it. And while you're at it, get all those cans and bottles out from under your sink and take them to some toxic disposal site. And yeah, don't forget your hair dyes, your hair colorings, tint sprays, lacquers, gels, dippity goo, whatever. You men too. Those chemicals go right through the pores of your skin and into the circulation of your brain. And maybe that's why your thoughts are as stiff as your hair. Step number 12, I want you to stop watching television, especially the news. You know, the other day I told someone that I don't have a cable hooked up to my house and that I decided to turn my television off years ago. The person looked actually frightened, like I was some kind of alien or sicko. And then they said, well, you at least listen to the news, don't you? And I said, no, I don't listen to the news either. And now they really looked frightened. And in a panicked voice, they said, but then how do you know what's going on? And I said, well, I talk to people. Is the television news what's really going on anyway? Not in my life. Hey, that's not my reality. While you're at it, throwing out your television, that is, make your house a temple. Make your house a sacred place. You're off to a great start by getting rid of your television. Now let's take it a step further. Don't bring anything into your house that's not going to promote your healthier and higher physical, emotional, and spiritual self. So if you're going to eat bad food or bad drink or bad emotions or bad spirit or whatever, do it outside your home. Now, you also want to get some of the things out of your house that you don't need anymore that are making you sick, which brings us to the next step. Step 13, taking out the garbage, or what I used to call trashing, in my clinic. I want you to recycle, throw out, give away, whatever, a third of everything you own. Bury your possessions before they bury you. Hey, I could tell you 100 stories. I had a woman who was dying of asthma in my clinic. She had a house full of nightmares and old dead things, and when I got rid of them, her asthma was gone. I had a woman with breast cancer who had a room in her house that was her dead child's room. When her baby died, She kept the room like some kind of morgue or mausoleum. I had her dump the room, get rid of the room and clean it out. Funny enough, her cancer was gone. I had a woman that was crippled with bleeding bowel movements and colitis, and it was all based around she hated college. Told her to quit college, ripped up one of her degrees. Guess what? Colitis was gone. Look, take my word for it. You know the crap that's in your house that I'm talking about. Maybe it's all that garbage you think that's priceless relics or parts parts that you might need someday that's stuffed in your garage. But let me tell you, when you die, your kids are going to curse you and sell it all for $15 in some garage sale. What about the box or the drawer full of papers that's very important, huh? You think it is, that you're going to look at, go through, or sort, or do something with one day. Do yourself a gigantic favor. Walk the box out to the trash, let it go, drop it, and throw it away. Let me tell you, if you throw away a third of all the stuff in your house, that will be a powerful healing in and of itself. Remember, this stuff is not you, and it distracts you from living, and it'll make you sick. Get rid of it. Step number 14, I want you to start loving your life more. I want you to start each day with saying things like, it's great to be alive and I love myself. Shout it out, I love my life. Make up some of your own. Hey, positive affirmations about how much you love yourself, how much you love your life, how much you love where you live, how much you love your family, you love everybody, you love everything, how good you are at doing things. And the next thing you know, you'll be in love. Look, it's proven now that whenever you have any thought that you're brain creates a chemical. These thought chemicals are called neuropeptides, and it's now medically proven that your immune cells that keep you healthy and alive have neuropeptide receptors on them. This means that your immune system, the system that keeps your body alive and well, is listening to and reacting to you. You and your thoughts. So what is the message that you're sending to your immune system? It probably hasn't been that great. Hey, I saw a poll in a fashion magazine that asked 100 women if they were happy with the size and shape of their breasts and the placement of their nipple. And 100% of them said they were unhappy. And is it any wonder that breast cancer is the number one cancer in America? Hey guys, we can't look into the mirror and go around all day long not liking ourselves and expecting to be well. When I wake up in the morning, I look into the mirror and go, yeah, what a hunk. You should start doing this too. And remember, take your Echinacea Plus every month to keep your immune system at its peak power. Step 15, I want you to express yourself. Part of expressing yourself is letting it out. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your anger, your rage, your love. Whatever is brewing up inside of you, it's healthy to get it out. Let it go. We already talked about getting rid of waste, toxins, poisons, increasing your elimination. This is the same thing. You might just call it emotional waste or emotional toxins or emotional poisons, but you got to get it out. You don't want to hold on to this stuff. Emotional poisons will grow a tumor just as fast as chemical poisons. So don't hold on to them and grow a tumor. Don't hold it in and create a disease. Let it out, get it out, scream it out if necessary, but whatever you do, get it out. This is as important as getting out toxic bowel or liver waste. Unexpressed emotions, even love, can make you sick if you don't learn to express them and get them out. Express who you are. It's fun. Wow, when I bowl, I say, hey, I'm a great bowler, and I have more fun bowling. I even bowl better, even if I never bowled before. So use your positive affirmations and express yourself. Speak up. Express yourself. Say who you are, and you'll be able to live out your dreams instead of living your nightmares. Step 16, I want you to help other people every day. Help someone else. While everyone else is rushing around getting nowhere fast, I want you to stop and help someone. It's fun and you'll feel good. The other day I was driving home and there was a man stuck in the middle of the road. His pickup truck had died and he was marooned in the middle lane of Pacific Coast Highway in rush hour traffic. People were blowing their horns and they were screaming at him. One woman even drove by and threw him the finger, and I swear, after she passed, I saw a bumper sticker on her car that said, imagine world peace. Well, honey, world peace starts with you, with action, not your imagination. So I actually parked behind this man, got out of my car and walked up to him and asked him what I could do. And he said, get me out of here. Please get me out of here. So the only thing I could figure out was to push his car with mine. Now I have a pretty new car, and someone even yelled while I was pushing him that I was scratching my bumper. But hey guys, it's only a bumper. Come on, plastic, metal, whatever. whatever. Yeah, I get as attached to my things and my toys as much as the next person, but this was an incredible opportunity to help someone. I may never get this chance again, and I did scratch my bumper. So every day, now when I see the scratch, it's a wonderful reminder to me to help other people out. Help someone out every day. Look for them. Seek them out. Hey, they're out there. It's up to you to find them. I found a secret to seeing them. But you have to slow down a little bit and get out of your head a little bit, and all of a sudden, they appear like magic. Someone that needs your help. Step 17, I want you to have a sense of humor. I want you to literally learn 1,000 jokes, no kidding. I want you to laugh. Try to die laughing. Hey, you know, on a serious note, did you know that diarrhea is not a laughing matter, that it's actually genetic? It runs in your genes? Hey, how about this one? Do you know what's similar between the USS Enterprise on Star Trek and a roll of toilet paper? They're both designed to wipe out Klingons around Uranus. Okay, so most of my jokes are about step number 5, elimination, but they're still jokes. Most of us take ourselves, we take life way too serious. I like being sincere, but watch out for the serious. So lighten up a bit. Laugh a little more. Laughing can be more healing than fresh juice. Once in a while, laugh until you cry. Try it. Actually go hysterical. It may take some practice, especially if you've had years of training and being serious and being in control and being cool, years of practice of being dead. Step number 18, I want you to have more sex. Do I have to show you how? Come on, people, have more sex. It's what we're here to do, making more of us and practicing how to do it. We wouldn't be here without sex. So let's get down, people, back to the physical, have more sex. Have it longer and have it more often. Oh, yeah, I know in this day and age of AIDS, sex has become a dirty word. It's now not cool to have sex anymore or to be, you know, we got to be non-sexual. You shouldn't need it. You shouldn't desire it. From cologne manufacturers to clothing designers to hairstylists, they're all trying to create men and women that look and smell alike and probably don't want sex anymore. Hey, Orthodox religion rarely talks about sex. Usually when it does, it says not to do it. Some religions even tell us to cut the tips of our penises off, while others say to remove the clitoris. This is really crazy. Is sex really uncool, unclean, unorthodox, unreligious, unnatural? No. Hey, guys, so I have to tell you, sex is fun. It's healthy. I don't know about you, but to me, it feels pretty good. And I know that God made it feel this good so we would do it more. So have more of it today. Oh yeah, and you heard it on the end of the other tape. All my patients regretted not having enough sex in their final hours. So learn from them and have more sex now while you still can. Step number 19, your spirit. There's much more to life here on earth than what you can see and what you can put your finger on. On the first side of this tape, I talked about following what you feel in your guts, following your heart, your spirit, your soul, following the voice of God within you, that voice that's within all of us. I want you to have some quiet time every day, some time to meditate, to breathe, to be quiet. If you don't know how, that's okay. Just sit down, look at nature. Take a big breath. It's beautiful. It's inspiring. It's God's palette. If you want, close your eyes, breathe, relax, and quiet your mind. It'll happen. It takes practice. I'm not talking religion here. I'm talking about having a personal experience with God. Step number 20, love. I want you to love more. Even though organized religions of the world have been responsible for killing more people than any diseases, plagues, dictators, even Adolf Hitler, it still seems as though the common wish of God, the word of God, in any language, in any religion, in all the different and various religious books, the message of God, the energy or spirit of God, no matter how hard the religions of the world tried to hide it, bury it, and kill it, is love, which leads me to the next step. I want you to love more. Love yourself. Love your kids. Love your family. Love strangers. Love your enemies. Love everyone. Love being loving. I know it doesn't come natural to most, and that's why we have to practice it. But believe me, it is more nutritious than beets and more healing than any carrot juice. In closing, healing disease is not really that difficult. After all, even medicine achieves that with scalpels, stitches, and chemical pills. Healed just means that the diseased part is not diseased anymore. Or like with surgery, it's gone. The broken part is repaired, the clogged part is unclogged, the rotten parts stop rotting temporarily. With my 20 steps, I'm offering you much more than healing. I'm offering you a new life. See, after sitting for 20 years with sick and dying patients, I came to realize that your disease, your illness, was not bad, was not the enemy, not the curse from the devil, but your disease, illness, sickness, whatever you want to call it, is wonderful. That's right. I said wonderful. In fact, it's a blessing that you've received from God to get your attention, to get you to change the path that you're on. Who knows? Maybe to just get you to listen to me. So you can fix the disease. You can just fix it. And following my 20 steps, you will definitely be healed. You will have a miracle. Or you can listen to the divine message that was sent to you that brought you to my doorstep. You are being given a very special chance right here, right now. Sometimes this chance only comes once in a lifetime, a chance to not just be born and die, but to really live. The question is do you just want to be a healed patient, or do you want to be an adventurer, a cosmonaut, an explorer? Do you believe that there's more to living than just wading through life with a mundane spirit and a dull look on your face? God has given you an incredible gift, life. Are you going to live it, or are you going to sleepwalk through it? What I'm telling you is that there's many realities, and I live in the one where you're laughing, loving, extremely happy, blissed out every day. No bad news, just good news. No bummers, only divine messages and divine blessings. Follow these 20 steps and you will be healed, but learn to live these 20 steps. Learn to live them. And a life filled with laughter, love, and light is all yours. So start every day with all of my steps in your heart. When you wake up every morning, go over the list. And at each day, you'll get better and better at living a healthy and loving life. You will change. And this is how you're going to change the world. So friends, if you want to learn more about me and receive a free catalog of my original clinical herbal formula, call me toll free, 1-800-HERB-DOC. It's that easy, 1-800-HERB-DOC. And just ask for a free catalog. But if you're like me, I want to get started on everything right now today. So then call and ask for my herbal starter kit number one. And it's only $78, and I'm going to send you the three herbal formula that I mentioned on this side of the tape, which are the three herbal formula that I started every one of my patients on. Everyone that came to my clinic had to start with these three, no matter what was wrong with them. Superfood, intestinal formula number one, and Echinacea Plus. And then you'll be on your way to a new life. So don't wait. Get started now and have a terrific, healthy, and loving day.